Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Everyday Miracles, where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. I'm Candace McClain, and I want to thank you for joining me on the show. You know, today we're discussing a very serious subject, a serious disease called autism. But what my guest today has discovered really goes beyond any type of scientific or medical explanation. In fact, after today, I think you'll never view autism in the same light again. So today we explore the life of a mother and her daughter who discovered that autism is much, much more than a disease. In fact, for them, it turned out to be a key, and really a key for all of us to the spiritual evolution of our planet. Now, I was looking at some statistics today on autism, and this was really alarming. Experts estimate that 2 to 6 children out of every 1,000 will have autism. And based on this data, if 4 million children are born in the United States every year, then that means that approximately 24,000 of these children will eventually be diagnosed with autism. Now, autism was first described as a unique disorder back in the 1940s, but in the early 90s, autism diagnoses began to climb quickly. In fact, just in the 10 years between 1993 and 2003, the number of American school children with autism diagnoses increased by over 800%, if you can imagine that, 800%. And I read a report today that suggests that a diagnosis of autism occurs just as often as a diagnosis of juvenile diabetes. So while scientists search to explain this sudden increase in autism, my guest today, Gail Barclay-Lee, sheds a whole new light on autism in her new book called Autism, but not the autism, not spelled the way you're used to. This is awe, as in being in awe of something. So it's AWETIZM, Autism, a key to our spiritual magnificence. Now, Gail and her autistic daughter, Lyrica, have written this beautiful book together, and it details their unbelievable journey in life and with this disease, revealing a key to humanity's spiritual evolution. And this all started when Gail was able to tap into the world of her severely autistic child, which really in itself is so amazing. And through doing this, she learned that Lyrica is an enlightened spiritual being here to help with the spiritual evolution of our planet. It's quite a fascinating and touching story. Now, if you have a similar story, or if your life has been touched by autism, as always, I invite you to share your story with us today. You can go to the Transformation Network website at www.transformationtalkradio.com and fill out our instant feedback form on the homepage there. And also, if you know someone who's been touched in any way by this disease, even if they're not listening to the show right now, this show will become available in the archives in the next day or two. So again, you can visit the Transformation Network website, go into the archives, and you'll find this interview there. If you run into any problems, you can contact me via my website, of course, at www.everydaymiraclesshow.com, and I can send you that link. So tonight, we're very lucky to have this remarkable woman joining us on the show. Gail Barclay-Lee has dedicated her life to the fields of both autism and spiritual development. She has an undergraduate degree in religion, a graduate degree in social work, and is certified as a metaphysical minister, spiritual healer, and a teacher. But Gail really honors her autistic daughter, Lyrica, as her most profound teacher, along with her other dear autistic friends, Leslie, Kellen, and Sarah. And Gail, as it turns out, is on the autism spectrum herself. And she strongly believes that They were all brought together by Spirit to explore a common heart-soul bond as individuals living in the world of autism. And when Gail learned to open up to the gifts within this shared mystical experience, miraculous events began to shape her life. And so we're looking so forward to hearing all about those miracles today. Gail, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to speak about something that's very precious to me in my life.
Absolutely. Gail, I guess I want to start at the beginning of this journey. How did you learn that your daughter, Lyrica, was autistic? And how old was she when she was diagnosed?
Well, she wasn't formally diagnosed until age 5.
Okay.
And that was actually 3 decades ago.
So, wow.
She's 35 years old now. And prior to that diagnosis, I think I had heard the word autism, but I really didn't know what it meant. And so at that time, it was really a low-profile word and almost like top secret. And when Lyrica was diagnosed, I was told that the incidence of autism at that point was 1 out of 10,000 children were born with autism.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was an amazing epiphany to us to finally realize that there were others living in a similar experience.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't have the diagnosis, but we certainly had the autism experiences at a young age. And one memory that really stands out for me that offers a little bit of a snapshot of the ongoing shame and pain that I experienced not understanding what was going on. And this was when Lyrica went to a therapy program that was called the Society for Crippled Children. And at the end of the day, all of the participants would be brought back into the waiting room to be reunited with the parents. And I watched as each one of these children, regardless of their disability, would somehow show a spark of recognition and even joy when being handed off to a mom or dad. And conversely, when Lyrica was handed off to me, she stiffened her body, arched her back, and screamed.
Mm.
And I just couldn't even imagine what those parents must think about me.
Yeah.
There was that heart-wrenching scenario of a mother's aching for any kind of recognition or love from a daughter that was just not meant to be at that point in time. And just to complete our story of that early history, those early days, of course, like all first-time mothers, there was that big, bright dream.
Yeah.
It shattered very quickly when Lyrica failed to reach the expected medical and developmental milestones.
So did you know something as she was an infant? Did you know that something wasn't quite right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That when she didn't sit and crawl, all those things that you look for at certain developmental ages. And so quickly we had trips to the medical facilities, and there was this very fast-growing medical file with her name on it that started gathering some other very devastating diagnoses like cerebral palsy, deafness, microcephalia, words that left us with very little hope. And so at that point, we took all this huge amass of data to our family doctor. And after reviewing it, he seriously recommended that we institutionalize Lyrica and go through genetic counseling to have another child. And it was at that moment that I made a vow to dedicate the rest of my life to proving this doctor's recommendation to be wrong.
Good for you. Good for you. I can't imagine what that must have felt like, seeing all those other children, go to their mothers and being so happy and your child comes and she's so stiff and screaming and just even over the years and over the days and knowing that something's not right here, and then coming back with that diagnosis, which, as you said, at the time people didn't know that much about it. It was, kind of on the hush, and there wasn't a lot of diagnoses being made at that time. So What I'd like to do is we're going to move to a quick break right now. But when we come back, Gail, I'd love for you to share more of this journey and how you learned to communicate with Lyrica. And of course, she has some great insights that she shared with you that you can share with us today. We will be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
And welcome back to the show. Today we're speaking with author Gail Barclay Lee about her incredibly touching journey with her autistic daughter, Lyrica. When Gail was finally able to communicate with her daughter after so many years, and she'll talk about that with us, she was shocked to learn that her daughter had a very profound spiritual message to share. And together they wrote this book that details that journey, and it's called Autism, A-W-E-tism, A Key to Our Spiritual Magnificence. It's just a wonderful, wonderful book. We already have someone writing in on the instant feedback form, which is great. This comes from Tracy from Seal Beach, California. She says, just showing my appreciation for Gail and Lyrica. We share the same view of our children. My son Connor is my most profound teacher as well. He has taught me to go from the language of speech to the language of feeling. With great love and appreciation from Tracy. So that's just a beautiful message, don't you think, Gail?
Yes. Hi, Tracy. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I want to go back a little bit to the topic of autism here itself. Gail, can you explain what are some of the common symptoms or sensitivities associated with autism?
Well, of course, the classic diagnosis of autism requires that someone have a deficit in communication, a deficit in socialization, and some sort of repetitive or ritualistic behaviors. That's just part of the process. But there are a lot of other things that that go along with autism. A lot of it's the sensitivities with their sensory processing system. And, you know, often people recognize what we would call maybe odd behaviors that we see in autism. Mm-hmm. They really aren't, to the persons in autism, these aren't odd or strange, but they're really natural and purposeful because they're coping mechanisms to deal with their very sensitive sensory processing ways. And often they get overloaded in their sensory systems. And because they go ahead.
Oh, no, no. Please finish.
Because they hold a higher frequency, that makes them super sensitive to the stimuli in the environment, like light and sound and even people and their energies. And I remember in Lyrica's early writing, she talked about that touching felt like fingers were tearing holes in her skin.
Oh, my gosh.
She talked about being around certain people that their energy shot through her like an electrical shock. And then she often described her super sensitive hearing that, and she hears the blood pumping through her veins. So you can imagine what a trip to Kmart or Walmart might
wow.
be for her and how quickly she hits the wall. And so for those in autism that experience similar challenges, it's very understandable why they may resort to behaviors like rocking or flailing or just even maybe hitting on themselves. Because for them, it's a way to try to regulate their frequency that's been marred or challenged by the environmental stimulus. And they're trying to regain their inner balance.
Sure, sure. Now Lyrica is considered severely autistic. But through all of this, you discovered that you are also on the autistic spectrum. So how did you find out about that?
Well, I wasn't formally diagnosed until the young age of 60, which is kind of funny. And when I was working with Lyrica and her friends, and the more I was brought into their inner world of autism, I began to say things to those around me like, I think I'm half autistic. But it wasn't until I read an article in the Autism Perspective written by Taylor Cross entitled Normal People Scare Me that I got this sort of bolt of electricity that went through me, and I knew I was reading about myself. And so I went to a very well-reputed clinic in Phoenix that's adept with diagnosing and working with people on the autism spectrum and received the diagnosis.
Okay.
And of course, there's a huge gap in levels of functioning between those that are considered severe on the spectrum and persons like myself. And yet, I feel like there is a commonality besides the diagnostic criteria, and that is that I think autistic people have a real passion for living life at the inner soul level instead of focusing on the outer material world. And I think sometimes that's why autistic persons are such strong resistors when prompted to do otherwise. And I love one of the things that Lyrica has told me. And she says that she'd rather be soul sitting than soul moving, not in alignment with her divine purpose.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the most part and for a very long time, you weren't able to communicate with Lyrica. And I can't imagine how difficult that must have been. But at some point, you managed to discover a way to communicate with her. Can you share how that happened?
Yes. It all began with a therapy program at the Institute for the Achievement of Human Potential, where Lyrica learned to recognize word cards, sight reading word cards. And we began to use those cards for her to make choices in her day.
Okay.
At one point in time, it's like I was hauling around all these word cards, and they got too heavy and too many to deal with. And so I had this bright idea. I thought, well, if she can read, maybe she can type. And so at age 8, I took her to my computer keyboard and invited her to talk to me. Well, she took my finger and she started hitting keys on the keyboard. And the first recognizable sentence that came out was, "I am not retarded. I am intelligent." And
wow.
I couldn't believe it.
At 8 years old.
At that instant, my whole life, our whole life together changed. And then later, Lyrica taught me a way to support her to type her own messages.
And that must have been just such a joyous moment to receive that. And I can't believe that she sent a message like that at such a young age. That's incredible. So in communicating with her, what were some of the things that you learned about, you know, the odd behaviors that are so associated with autism?
Well, we started talking about those a few seconds ago, but one of the things that's very characteristic of autism is the poor eye contact. And Lyrica teaches me that direct eye gazing for her is very painful because when she locks into someone else's eyes, she picks up their emotional pain that she calls their soul ruts, R-U-T-S. And I can imagine how that must feel. And then she also says because her eyes see energy rather than form, that she chooses to use her peripheral vision or that sort of sideways looking.
Okay.
As a way for her to process that movement of energy easier. In fact, she expresses how difficult it is for her to gain the meaning of what she sees. And I like the way she says it, that the scenes that she sees move like popping corn.
Mm.
And even trying to read, she said she has to try to catch the letters in between the jumps.
So when she explains that, you know, she doesn't really see form, but she kind of sees the energy and that sort of thing, is that common among people who are autistic?
You know, that's probably not my expertise. I have really had experience as a microcosm, and it's been very deep and very intense, and yet I really am not in a position to generalize. But having that high frequency often is related to the higher consciousness and the seeing of energy and all the other multidimensional gifts that are related.
And you've gotten to know other autistic people as well. What are some of the unique gifts that you've found that autistic people have?
Well, I've been blessed to not only work with Lyrica, but three other nonverbal individuals who are now young adults on the autism spectrum at the severe end. And in the book, in the autism teachers chapter in part one, they share their powerful voice about their autism experiences along with Lyrica. And what I've learned is that they communicate with each other telepathically. And what's interesting that often when I would meet with Sarah or Kellen or Leslie, they would tell me things about Lyrica that I never shared with them. And I'd ask them, how did you know that? They would say, well, Lyrica told us via mind talking, which is Lyrica's word for telepathic communication. And so that's a very big gift that they have. And when Lyrica was teaching me about mind talking, I'd like to share just a quick conversation that she had with a couple of her autistic classmates in the very early school years. And she said, and these are her words, she said, "We laughed at how the school wanted us to conform. Teachers trying to fix our flat tire that they saw. The tire wasn't really flat. It was a different kind of tire that no one understood."
Very, very well put. And that's incredible that they could, you know, that they could communicate telepathically. Just incredible. Well, we're going to move to another break, but I do quickly want to mention to everyone today that there is an excellent, excellent video trailer for the book on YouTube. It's very well done, very, very touching. You can actually go to the website autism.com, AWE, T-I-S-M. ZM.com and view the trailer there. I've also posted the link to it on my Facebook page, so you can go ahead and view it there as well. So please check that video out during the break. It's absolutely incredible, and we will be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Gail Barclay Lee today, spiritual healer and teacher and co-author of the book, Autism, A Key to Our Spiritual Magnificence. And I hope you had a chance to check out that video for the book on YouTube. Gail, that's a phenomenal video. It's just beautifully, beautifully done. Again, all of you can check out Gail's website at www.autism.com to learn more about this book. And that's www.awetizm.com. Now, Gail, at some point, you discovered here, and we've been talking about it a little bit already, you discovered that your daughter Lyrica is enlightened. Can you share with us how you made that discovery?
Yes. Besides that gift we were talking about before the break, the telepathy, there are many other gifts that I believe that autistic people have. And, of course, Lyric has been my teacher to show me that. And all of these gifts, to me, are part of their very open, multidimensional abilities, their higher frequency and their higher consciousness. And I believe that Lyric has chosen to come here to support us to evolve into the sacred human that is our truth and our divine destiny. And I, like many, believe that this world is spiritually shifting and going into an increased state of awareness akin to a spiritual evolution or maybe even revolution. And what I know is that when I'm alone with Lyrica, I am lifted up into a higher experience of my own inner self and spirit. And I'm certain that my own expansion and quickening of my awakening has been influenced by her and her friends. And there's so many other gifts that we talk about in the book, or they talk about in the book, such as soul traveling, healing with light, merging with nature, greeting earth energies, communing with angels and other highlight beings. And to me, they are just phenomenal teachers and heart openers. And, of course, in the book, we get to experience their gifts as writers, and Lyrica's gift as an artist. Her paintings are in the book.
Yes, yes.
You know, these are all part of what I think enlightenment is all about. And, of course, the value of enlightenment is when it's shared. And I've had some of the readers tell me then reading part two that was written exclusively by Lyrica that they actually often stop and meditate on her words to tap into the richness and fullness of her message. And several have told me that her words have even changed their lives. And so to me, that is the mark of someone who holds enlightenment.
Incredible. Yeah. Just part two of the book, really, it was very enlightening just to sit there and just, you would have to meditate on her words, and you just couldn't scan through them quickly, you know. It was very sort of meditative experience and a spiritual experience just to read her words and the amount of insight that she has. In that video trailer as well, it suggests that Lyrica is here with a great purpose. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I think the whole book speaks to bringing in a higher vision of autism into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyrica herself is really dedicated to assisting the family unit to experience the wonderful possibilities that exist when you begin to embrace the gifts and autism within a shared family experience like we have had. And another purpose that she's very devoted to is bringing in what she calls the autism truth, which will help to shift the reputation of autism from its current state of fear and kind of gloom and doom into a more balanced position of acceptance and ultimately honoring. And she feels that shifting this paradigm is really important because it's necessary for the autistic souls. And I use the word souls because they seem soul-like to me, to share their full-life gifts with us, which is why she says that all of them have come in at this time. And, of course, she's also, I see her as a teacher of the higher mysteries and a gifter of the higher frequencies. And she's doing that to awaken, help all of us awaken into our multidimensional gifts and to seek our own divine purpose. So this book is really on many, many levels.
Now, Lyrica, in the book, she says she communicates with whom she calls the Watchers. Who are the Watchers?
You know, that's one term I wasn't even familiar with. So she tells me angel-like higher beings that watch over her and guide her through her day. And she says kind of alert her if she's in a place or space that's maybe not in her highest good, so that she's a little bit guarded on her edges and is careful not to maybe take in the energies or get overly involved. And so it's a guidance system for her. And she's very much loves their presence and what they bring to her life. Because, you know, for Lyrica and for so many autistic persons, to me, they are expertly wired for the higher spiritual dimensions, where they often do tap into these wisdom channels of divine knowing and divine truth. In fact, Lyrica talked about hanging out in the vapors, her word for being her spirit body in the higher realms of light. And she describes that as being a place of pure bliss, you know, pure love, unity and harmony, the things that mystics talk about, and maybe even people that have been taken up into the light that tell us how amazing that place is. And yet, at the same time, she's poorly wired for what I call the 3D human world that we all live in. And so there's, you know, a bit of a struggle between trying to maintain her spiritual integrity and then also to cope in this world of form and matter that's a lot lower frequency. And so one of the things that she describes, and I'm still trying to understand all of this mystery, is that her consciousness is so expanded that it has a very hard time coming into her physical, dense, lower frequency body. And so she speaks about being partially embodied and maybe not even fully incarnated.
Mm.
I asked her, I said, well, Lyrica, what, you know, what does incarnation mean to you? And I love what she told me. She said, to be fully incarnated is to gain body presence and mind, and a mind influence. And I thought that was a pretty interesting way to look at it.
That is. That is.
So, you know, there's just so many things that I could say about Lyrica and her friends and all her brothers and sisters in autism out there that I believe have come in a very difficult form to perform a very sacred purpose.
And so do her autistic friends also experience these very same things that she does, you know, like the watchers, and do they all have access to these multidimensional realities?
Well, the ones that I've worked with do, but then we've together have shared such an amazing process of awakening that I really can't speak for all the rest of the autistic individuals. But I feel like they all have these same gifts, that maybe some of them are not aware of them until they consciously don't use them or tap into them like Lyrica does. In fact, the good news is I think all of us have these same gifts. And that's, you know, part of why they've come, to show us who we really are and who we can become when we get on the path of our own spiritual journey. And so it's a matter of unlocking these potentials, these multidimensional gifts, and I think that's one thing that this book helps to do.
And so Lyrica, does she share some of the ways to help awaken that gift in all of us?
I think she does. And I think in that part two that you were talking about, I think that there are keys and codes in there that for those who are kind of ready, that it will help open up their multidimensional gifts just by reading it.
And I would imagine that through this journey with her, you've opened up so much more than you ever had before. But did you already have an interest in the spiritual prior to all of this with Lyrica?
Well, I did, just as early as my background was. I was a religion major in college, so it started that, well, it even started earlier, but that was an affirmation of that. But I certainly got on the fast-forward track when Lyrica came into my life. It was much more accelerated.
I bet you did. Well, again, the book is Autism, A Key to Our Spiritual Magnificence. You can find out more by going to the website, www.autism.com, AWETIZM.com. And we are going to move to a quick break, but we'll have some final words from Gail Barkley-Lee when we return. We're going to find out about how this has really affected Gail's life, too, how she has perhaps realized her own purpose in all of this. We'll have more with Gail when we return.
We are
living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous three-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast-forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, a clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
We're back. Thank you for tuning in. We have Gail Barkley-Lee joining us on the show today, sharing her and her daughter Lyrica's incredible spiritual journey through autism. Lyrica has divine communications and messages that she shares in the book. Again, a wonderful book. If you've been touched by autism or know anyone who has, or even if you haven't, this book is chock full of spiritual messages that you need to read because they will change your life. Lyrica's words are poetic. This book is called Autism, A Key to Our Spiritual Magnificence. Well, Gail, throughout this whole journey, everything you've been through with Lyrica together, what would you say has been your biggest challenge?
That's a good question. I think the funny part is I thought that writing this book, and it took a long time. It took place over a four-year period. I thought, well, when I get that done, you know, I will have gotten to the top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we finally got that piece done, and now I realize that as one person, I'm facing the whole world of, you know, marketing the book, and that's right now what I'm facing is kind of my biggest challenge. How do I get this message out into the universe? And with nice people like you, we'll get a lot of help. And I do know that Spirit will be helping me as well, because that's how I always get my answers at the end of the day.
It will. It will. Well, thank you.
And also being autistic myself, you know, I face some of those same challenges. And, but, you know, I've just learned so much from my friends. And in fact, when we talked earlier about the telepathy, I have been the student and they have been the teachers, because now I'm able to communicate with them off and on telepathically, which is just amazing. And some of their other gifts I have now been able to master, like working with the energies and communing in the higher realms of light. And I really feel like it's been their presence that has really, and their frequency that has really given me the ability to do some of these things that I certainly couldn't do or even imagine before.
And maybe just a few words to parents of autistic children who are, you know, and you know what it was like. You were there. It's such a challenging time. It's so difficult getting through those early years, especially. What message do you have for them?
Well, first of all, my heart goes out to every one of them.
Yeah.
That's the first part. I just have so much admiration for your courage and your journey. And I would say to obviously listen to all the experts and to all the people that you can about the different ideas that you might have for working with your child, and that's all very important. And yet, I would say when it's time to make that final decision, okay, what am I going to do? What direction am I going to go? Because the options are just limitless. And I would just say go into your inner self and ask yourself to intuitively come up with the right answer. And you might be surprised if you share this experience with your child, even if this child is nonverbal, to ask them to participate and help you, that they will give you that frequency gift to help you maybe tune in more to really find that right answer. And even when you do find maybe the direction to go, then I would still suggest to consider the energetic and spiritual options to overlay with whatever else you're doing, because like Lyrica says, that's the most important diet that they need. And I truly believe that that's true.
And so through this journey, your view of autism has changed profoundly since that day that Lyrica was diagnosed with it. What, or do you have any insights as to the purpose of autism in our world today?
I truly believe that that these individuals have come to show us their multidimensional gifts, to demonstrate these multidimensional gifts, which is really a mirror for us to see who we can become and who we are if we step into our own spiritual path. So they've come to show us who we are, who we can be, and also to lead us forward into our spiritual awakening and spiritual magnificence.
And I know the book has only been out for about a month, but how have others embraced this book? How has the autistic community embraced this book? How has the spiritual community embraced this book and its message?
Well, so far the feedback I've gotten has been a little bit more weighted on the spiritual community. They just automatically understand it all and embrace it. I've had a couple people tell me that they received the book in the mail, they picked it up and they held it, and they felt the frequency just go into their energy system, which is a little unusual, but it was a nice confirmation for me about the frequency and the energy that this book does hold. And we were very fortunate, while we're speaking about the book, to receive a 2011 Indie Excellence Book Award for the interior design that was for us. Of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. And I think that really adds a lot to the impact of the whole experience of the book.
You know, at the beginning of the show there, I shared some of the statistics pertaining to autism. And of the most concern was probably how it is on the rise to such a large degree. So knowing what you know now, what do you really make of autism on the rise in the world today?
Well, I think there's just another purpose for autism, and it doesn't minimize the challenges, because they're still there. And what I'm hoping that this book will do is maybe move the marker a little bit from the focus on the causes and cures of autism to a little bit more about, you know, what are the possible gifts? What are the possible benefits? What can we learn from them? Why are they here? Why are they in this form? And I think there's some amazing answers. And again, it's something that you almost have to experience. I mean, hopefully our book can share our experience, but, you know, the true experience is to live it and to know it at that level.
What do you think is the biggest lesson that Lyrica has taught you?
Compassion and love. Oh, my goodness.
It's
so profound. I mean, it's taken me so long to really understand who she is, and yet, you know, she is just so always giving, always forgiving, and I just thank God that every day that she's by my side, and she's my best friend, she is my spiritual partner. In fact, she's playing a very big leadership role in opening up new future directions for us. So I just feel so blessed and fortunate to have her in my life.
So now with the book launched and everything, which I know there must have been a tremendous amount of work to put it together, what is next for the two of you now?
Writing the book and looking in future directions or future vision is all, for us, something guided by spirit. And so sometimes we know things in the energy before they come into final form.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a couple of things that are hovering in the energy. They're not in final form, but I'll share them with you, because sometimes I feel like by doing that, it kind of moves that opening or unfolding a little bit faster or more forward. So I sense that this daily autism meditation and toning that we talk a lot in the book, that has been our spirit-guided planetary level work over a long period of time, that is evolving into an opportunity that we will eventually share with others. So I look forward to that moment in time. And in the last chapter, we speak about an advanced seminar that will develop, that will invite light workers, or maybe in other words, committed spiritual seekers, to join in our work. And I feel like there's a strong sense that a future exciting partnership will be developed between autistic souls and light workers to share a role of planetary service. And so these are all just kind of peeks into the future, but anyone that would like to be notified about these as they unfold more clearly can go to our website, the one that you mentioned, Candace, www.autism.com, that AWETIZM, and sign up for our newsletter. And that way you'll know as these things come in more into form.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Gail, for being on the show today and, you know, sharing this beautiful journey of yours and Lyrica's with us. It's been such a great pleasure to have you.
Well, I am so thankful for this, and I'd like to say that I think everyone who reads the book will help to lift up the consciousness of the planet as it opens the heart to the beauty that lives in the soul of autism and all of humanity. So we would love to hear about anyone's personal experience, because we believe everyone is a teacher, and we would love to learn from you.
Well, thank you. And so if any of you want to learn more about Gail and Lyrica's journey, please, please visit their website at www.autism.com. Again, the book is Autism, A Key to Our Spiritual Magnificence. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next week for another Everyday Miracles.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.